Several Louisiana legislators from both parties have received postcards containing graphic images of a lynching. The postcard has an image of two people hanging from a noose with the words, "Thank you." Republican Representative Mike Bayham of Chalmette was among those who received one. He says the FBI is investigating.
The feds wanted to take a look at what's going on and try to see if there's an imminent threat or this is just some whack job just trying to be cute and harass legislators.
Another Louisiana school is reporting surging enrollment. LSU Alexandria has announced that its enrollment has grown to just under 7,700 students. Abby Bain, the vice chancellor for enrollment and student engagement, says LSUA also has more than 4,500 students who take their classes entirely online.
Close to 70% of those online students are still Louisiana residents, our more non-traditional students who are working, and that's their way that they're able to finish their education and further their career.
The longtime 21st District Attorney has announced that he will not be seeking re-election. Scott Perilou's decision will bring an end to a 30-year run as the chief prosecutor in Livingston, St. Helena, and Tangipahoa parishes. Perilou will continue to serve until January 10th, 2027. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is asking the court for permission to take a family trip to Iceland next month. This after she was ordered to limit her travel and surrender her passport following her not guilty plea in her federal corruption case. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.